And I'm Ted Steele, your Saturday night host. 2 minutes from now, Fred Waring, who's been known as a musician, talks sports. And we'll hear the onstage comedy of the Bickersons. For our first sound, however, music. Petula Clark sings This Is My Song. Now, Monitor Sports. Half a century in the same business is the proud record of Fred Waring, musician, choral leader, and golfer. A report from Monitor's Burl Womack, station WSAV, Savannah.
Fred Waring, 50 years entertaining America, seems to have agreed with you. What do you do for relaxation?
I work.
I do know, though, that when you get a chance to get on the golf course, this is a favorite.
Oh, well, that's different. Now you're talking real relaxation and hobby. Golf is my great hobby.
Yes. Love. How is your game?
At the moment, I would say it must be horrible, but I play in the 70s and play quite a good game.
What about spectator sports?
Spectator sports, I enjoy, but I can no longer stand the excitement of them. I used to go to track meets every week in New York, and I had a box for the Giants professional football games for 15 years, and I didn't miss any, and they were just fabulous. To me, that was the greatest. But I have so little time now that I can't afford the excitement. No, it's too much for me. But I love them.
Now, you have received all sorts of accolades through the years for your music. Do you have any sports trophies around the house?
Oh, I have a number of trophies that I've been fortunate enough to win. A couple alone and a great number with partners. My favorite golf game, of course, is best ball of foursomes. My partners and I have won a number of trophies.
Mr. Waring, I read just today that we are now consuming 35 million pounds of aspirin per year. That averages out to 5 tablets per person per week.
Per week. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Which brings me to this question. Do you think golf and other sports relieve tension to the extent that we might cut down on that aspirin consumption a bit?
Oh, I don't think golf relieves tension. I think golf can build up tension if you are too serious about it. There are a lot of people who become so frustrated playing golf that it'd be better if they didn't. But golf as a means of relaxation taken as it comes, with no fear, no worry about winning. If you must win, you shouldn't play golf if you are high-strung in any way. Because it stands to reason you've got to lose once in a while, and if you can't lose well, you better stay out of it. As relaxation, I get a great deal.
Mr. Waring, I come now to the inevitable question. For someone celebrating his golden anniversary in his profession, what about retirement? Have you given any thought?
Well, I say the same thing every night to our audiences. We intend to complete our second 50, which we're already in now, and we make a date for the year 2016, and they're to bring all their great-grandchildren, and we'll assemble ours, and we'll have quite a time.
I want to thank you very much for sharing these moments with us, Mr. Fred Waring, and wish you continued success as you embark on this second 50 years.
Thank you, sir.
It's nice to have you on Monitor.
Thank you.
This is Burl Womack for Monitor Sports.
You meet the most interesting people on Monitor Sports every weekend.
In a greenwood close to our village, a quiet pool lies still and deep. The evening sounds and forest birds have gently lulled my love to sleep. Bonsoir, dame, madame, fais dodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame, fais dodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame. Birds and don't awake her. She doesn't know how my heart aches. I've never dared to say I love you. I'll tell her now before she wakes. Bonsoir, dame, madame, fais dodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame, fais dodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame, fais dodo.
At 15 minutes before the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon. Ted Steele at 14 before the hour, introducing Monitor on stage. Star performances recorded live in leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls all across the country. Tonight, the Bickersons, as they end the evening of their 8th anniversary.
Any minute he'll go into orbit. Oh, dear. John! Turn over on your side. Go on. Oh, stop it, stop it, stop it.
What's the matter?
That whining and giggling and running and snarling is driving me crazy.
You, me too, Blanche. Who's doing it?
You're doing it. It amazes me how you can sleep at all with your guilty conscience.
Not guilty. Put out the lights.
I will not. This is one night you're not going to get away with it.
Blanche, what's the matter with you? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You had a good time tonight. Now, why don't you let me sleep?
I had a miserable time. It was the unhappiest anniversary I ever spent. Why didn't you show up for the party, John?
I told you. I got stuck at the office.
I'd like to believe that. How were you doing?
Working.
Sure. That's always the first excuse. If I don't fall for that, you have a second excuse, then a third, and a fourth. What were you working on?
A fifth.
You'd better not be so bold, John Dickinson. 8 anniversaries, and this is the most miserable of all.
It's no worse than last year.
Why don't you say you're sorry you married me?
Because I'm not sorry.
You don't act like you love me.
I act.
Kiss me goodnight.
I'll kiss you goodnight in the morning.
Why can't you kiss me now?
I'm not facing that way.
See, you hate me.
Oh, Blanche, darling, I don't hate you. I'm just sleepy. Please put out the lights.
Did you buy me an anniversary present, John? Where is it? Where's my anniversary present, John?
Oh, you won't like it.
I know I won't, but I'd like to see it. Hope you didn't spend a lot of money.
I didn't spend a lot of money.
Why not?
Because I didn't have a lot of money. Just a little old beach bathrobe. It cost $8.
$8? Married 8 years and you spent only $8?
Now listen, Blanche.
$1 a year for washing your shirts, cooking your meals, darning your socks, raising your children?
We haven't got any children.
Well, what do you want for $1 a year?
Good night, Blanche.
They're great, huh? And good night to the Bickersons, played by Francis Langford and Don Amici, performing on Monitor on Stage. A new number, Grace Marquet's version of And We Were Lovers.
I saw you smiling as if I could forget, and we were lovers the moment that we met, and we would wander, content to wander through the golden summer with nothing to regret, and we were happy that moment in our lives. Happiness survives, and I'll remember as the years go by till the day I die that we were lovers. And
Toscanini, one of the great names in music, is being remembered this weekend on Monitor. Arturo Toscanini was born 100 years ago on this date, and although he has been dead for a decade, his influence on the world of music and on everyone who knew him or worked with him still lives. Ben Grauer, who was associated with Toscanini's NBC Symphony programs, brings us this sound portrait.
The voice you are about to hear is that of Arturo Toscanini, recorded at an NBC Symphony rehearsal in Carnegie Hall, March 18, 1954.
There is triplet against two. Sometimes it's clear, but many times it's not clear.
Sometimes it is clear, but many times it is not. Words spoken by Arturo Toscanini in rehearsal at Carnegie Hall as he prepared his orchestra for their broadcast of Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony. Recently, when we talked with Maestro's son Walter at the Toscanini Archives in Riverdale, New York, he agreed that we might briefly revisit that rehearsal. And as we begin to listen now, Maestro is working on the martial section of the third movement, stopping in just a moment to sing the principal theme to the horns and trombones.
La, missi, mi, la, corno, trombone, lam, pam, 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 melodia, pam, 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 la melodia.
Our monitor microphones have been moved to the Toscanini Archives in Riverdale, New York, to hear portions of the NBC Symphony rehearsal of March 18, 1954. In the section we're to hear next, Maestro stops to talk with the clarinets, demonstrating with his voice the style of playing he wants. As part of our observance of the 100th anniversary of the birth of Arturo Toscanini, we have been revisiting an NBC Symphony rehearsal to hear Maestro at work with the men of his orchestra. A brief sound portrait of the man whose baton and podium dominated a world of music for almost 70 years, Arturo Toscanini. This is Ben Grauer for Monitor.
Another portrait of Toscanini tomorrow afternoon as Monitor continues this observance of the 100th anniversary of the birth of that famous maestro. Today's music, the popular style, and the popular singer, Frank Sinatra.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when she passes, each one she passes goes. But I watch her so sadly. How can I tell her I love her? Yes, I would give my heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes I smile, but she doesn't see, doesn't see.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela menina que vem, que passa, num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado parece um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar.
Ooh, but I watch her so sadly.
Ah, porque tudo é tão triste.
Yeah. I would give my heart gladly, but each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall, tan, young, lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes I smile, but she doesn't see.
Por causa do amor,
she just doesn't see. never sees
me. A duet there, Mr. Sinatra, of course, and Brazilian composer Antonio Carlos Jobim, and the song The Girl from Ipanema. A new item shown at the Nuremberg Toy Fair. It's a life-sized inflatable Cassius Clay, or Muhammad Ali. Why is it named after the champ? It won't stay down no matter how hard it is hit. Interesting sounds, King Richard's Flugel Nights in the Still of the Night. What night? Saturday night, of course, on Monitor, continuing shortly.
WNBC, the big voice of Big Town USA, keeps you in touch with Big Town, where in West Orange, New Jersey, site of Thomas Edison's laboratory, the public may watch old movies in The Black Mariah, a reconstruction of the world's first motion picture studio. Big Town, USA.
Measure for measure, Big Wilson gives you more. Mornings from 5 to 9 on the Big Voice of Big Town, USA. WNBC, New York.
This is Bill Mazur. Join me in the challenge round daily on WNBC Radio between 5 and 7 p.m.